Welcome to Being Fantastic in Mind, Body and Soul. I'm Calvin Stevens, and today we explore fear of failure in high-stakes performance through a timely lens. How a defensive first mindset, linked to Thomas Tuchel's philosophy, can shape a final. This is not blame or history class. It is psychology and decision-making under extreme pressure. We will connect football to your career, coaching, and life. Expect practical tools, case studies, and weekly courage reps. By the end, you will know how to move from playing not to lose to leading with principled, courageous, process-driven excellence starting today. This Being Fantastic in Mind, Body and Soul podcast episode was produced on behalf of the Ealing Spotlight newsletter by Iroma Media. Let's start with the fear of failure loop. Humans overweight losses compared to gains, a cognitive quirk called loss aversion. Under pressure, leaders often shift into prevention focus, trying to avoid mistakes rather than create advantages. Add status quo bias, and you get decisions that keep things as they are, even when momentum begs for boldness. In football, that means protecting a slender lead at all costs. In business, that means delaying a launch to tweak another slide. The loop feels safe, yet it shrinks options, narrows attention, amplifies stress, and invites exactly the pressure everyone hoped to escape. What does playing not to lose actually look like in a football game? Behaviors cluster around caution. Teams retreat after early leads, drop defensive lines deeper, and pass sideways to avoid turnovers. Substitutions arrive late or not at all, even as legs fade. Creative players stop receiving between lines because risk feels unsafe. Coaches defer decisive calls, implicitly outsourcing fate to penalties. Communication shrinks to directives like hold shape and clear it. Data mirrors the psychology. Fewer shots, fewer progressive runs, slower restarts, and a creeping willingness to trade control for territory. The storyline becomes survival, not expression, and belief erodes minute by minute. Conservative mindsets quietly reduce opportunity. We see fewer line-breaking passes, fewer entries into the box, and lower expected goals. Possession may remain, but penetration evaporates. Creativity needs psychological safety. When players fear punishment for turnovers, they stop attempting through balls, disguises, and first-time combinations. The paradox is brutal. Avoiding risk raises late-game variance, because narrow leads invite one deflection, one set piece, one lapse to erase 90 minutes. Meanwhile, opponents grow bolder as they sense retreat. Over time, these patterns shrink player development as well, because the reps that grow courage and timing no longer happen consistently. Fear is contagious. Athletes mirror the coach under pressure. If the touchline broadcasts anxiety, constant warnings, and folded arms, the team's body language tightens. Risk-taking collapses, communication becomes guarded, and leaders stop demanding the ball. Conversely, when a manager models calm intensity, clear cues and belief after mistakes, players stay proactive. This is not about theatrics, it is about state transfer. Words, posture, and substitutions are signals. Choose the forward, not the safe option, and the group notices. Name the next attacking trigger and eyes lift. Confidence compounds like interest. So does doubt, if we let it. Under pressure, England offers a mirror for these pressures in major finals. We have seen early control, then growing caution, reactive substitutions, and a slide toward penalties as the default decider. This is not about courage shaming. It is about prevention-focused thinking that values avoiding regret over creating advantage. The squad quality has been world class, yet the language after scoring has sometimes drifted to protect rather than progress. Opponents sensed the retreat and expanded their risk. Eventually, the game became a coin flip. Great teams earn coin flips sometimes, but when it is the plan, you surrender agency and development. So, how do we choose courage under extreme pressure? First, threat to challenge reappraisal. Replace "we might blow this" with "we get to express our work now." Name the same sensations as fuel. Second, Build if then plans for game states. If we lead by one, we press for 10 minutes, then rotate shape. If the opponent substitutes pace, we hold a higher line with coordinated pressure. Third, pre-commit to principle-based risk before kickoff. Decide in calm what risks you will take when stressed, so you are not hostage to momentary fear or the crowd's anxiety. Practice daily. On the field, use micro-tools to regulate state and decision speed. The physiological sigh is 2 inhales through the nose, then a long exhale through the mouth. 2 or 3 cycles reduce arousal rapidly. Gaze stabilization helps. Fix eyes on the horizon line between actions to reset balance. Use short cue words that orient behavior, like forward, break lines, or support. For set pieces and penalties, train quiet eye. A still gaze on the target for longer durations before movement, which correlates with accuracy. These tools buy clarity seconds, and clarity seconds compound into courageous choices and cleaner execution. To escape outcome fixation, track process courage. Create metrics that reward brave execution regardless of short-term scoreline. Examples: line-breaking passes attempted, progressive carries, entries into the box, third man runs, counter-press regains within 6 seconds, shots per 90, and touches received between lines. Review these after matches. Celebrate smart risks that fit principles, even when they fail. Over weeks, these measures build identity and resilience. You are teaching the nervous system that boldness is normal and valued. When pressure rises, trained identity beats slogans. Players do what has been reinforced consistently daily. Bold minds ride on prepared bodies. Sleep 7 to 9 hours, hydrate early, and anchor strength work with sprint intervals to raise stress tolerance and decision speed. Track heart rate variability to inform recovery and adjust load before fatigue becomes fear. Layer mindfulness, 5 minutes daily of breathing plus visualization. See yourself executing decisive actions under pressure, from press triggers to incisive passes to brave substitutions. Finally, build culture. Create psychological safety by celebrating smart risk, running blameless post-mortems, and mentoring younger players to take initiative. Accountability remains firm, but shame leaves the room, making growth faster and stickier team-wide. The same patterns appear in personal and professional life. Managers play defense with endless planning. Founders delay shipping. Creatives polish instead of publishing. Use weekly courage reps. One uncomfortable conversation, one bold ask, one visible experiment with clear success criteria. Debrief within 24 hours. A recent client shifted from protecting a lead to front foot principles, adding trigger-based presses and earlier substitutions. Performance rose, engagement soared, and creativity returned. Your action plan: define principles, set trigger decisions, measure courage, train breath and focus, review without blame. You have tools to move from being okay to being fantastic. Thanks for listening.